Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, the air date of this episode is February 16th, 2021. We're coming to you from Oakland, California tonight, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're paying homage to the memory of our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D. Without Mad Dr. D, this podcast would not exist. We've been on air now since 2016. Mad Dr. D's, one of his favorite intros to our podcast was Ship Ahoy, which you just heard on our intro, performed by the OJs back in 1973. The title cut off the album by the same name, Ahoy, Ship Ahoy. Okay, we see we got a couple of callers here from 518 and also 2216. Just press 1 and we'd be more than happy to bring you on the air. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, in Panthertown, we saw today where they're painting the mural in West Oakland, California, honoring the women of the Black Panther Party, the original Black Panther Party. As you know, that the Black Panther Party originated here in Oakland, California in 1966. The founders were Dr. Huey Percy Newton and Bobby Seale. Bobby Seale was the chairman, and Dr. Huey Percy Newton was the Minister of Defense. So we're going to unmute a couple of the mics here off of area code 518. And off area code 216, the last four off the 518 is 6062, and the last four off the 216 is 7913. Good evening to you. Black What's power, going on and how you doing this evening?
Black Power.
Oh, Black Power always there. How you doing? What's going on? That you're just here. Brother Aziz.
Yes.
Calling about yes, the 216,
how's things too? I've been a little busy and occupied doing some things, but things are treating me all right, dodging this coronavirus mess up here in Albany.
Oh, yes, sir, anyway, absolutely.
Yes, it's getting real hectic up here about that, you know, almost to the point where they're going to try to mandatory these vaccine shots.
So right, yeah, man. Okay. As you know, Brother Aziz, that's next anyway. You know, they just figuring out a way, you know, to casually factor it in. And then also, too, they already got the bullshit set up where here in California, they don't need parental consent, you know, to vaccinate the children, you know, to go into the public indoctrination centers with this crap. More reason to homeschool, you know what I'm saying? And they may go take a flying leap, man, through a rolling donut, you know what I'm saying?
Now, hold on.
Straight
we
out.
In the introduction, what's going on with Mad Dog?
Okay, Mad Dr. D, man, he transitioned, man, February the 3rd.
What?
Yes, sir. Mad Dr. D transitioned. I'm sorry?
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm getting ready to go pay my final respects to him, you know, in Fresno, California this Saturday, and he inspired the podcast. Yeah, the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party inspired the podcast. Mad Dr. D factored in for the podcast to be possible, and he had always stated that it was to be on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and Mad Dr. D. Say that again, brother. I can hear you.
See, I've been feeling something. See, people that know me will tell you when I say I have a feeling about something, it's usually true and it usually happens. Now, I know I have been noticing that, you know, Mad Dr. D had been off the show for a while. And like I said, I got busy and that's why I've been gone. But I've been having this feeling I couldn't figure out who it was.
I
don't understand, but I can't keep doing this. I don't get to meet certain key people that's involved in this revolution. And leave, it's always suspect to me. I don't believe we just die. I believe we are all being killed one way or another.
Oh, hell
we don't
yeah, man.
Die
yeah,
naturally
without a doubt.
Out of this life. So now when I get feelings on people and it happens, my suspicions grow stronger. And I just want to say this, and I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. Forget reparations.
Yes,
we need separation. Or
Yes, sir.
And
Yes, sir. And as you know, Brother Aziz, man, Dr. D and myself, you know, we were the same age. And, you know, from what I've witnessed, man, is this is why I'm always emphasizing on the Twitter, on Facebook, we need to build our own infrastructures, our own everything, you know, which is separation. And the way I'm looking at it, man, you know, these greedy bastards out here is making all this money off of Silicon Game Valley, plus the vaccine. And then as Brother Chase says over there for Mile High News, in which we are the West Coast correspondents, this transhumanism shit that they're trying to normalize. And, man, Dr. D was very adamant against that bullshit as well, too. And in addition to this garbage that they're perpetuating out of that cesspool called Hollywood. And then, of course, as we know, our sister, the great actress Cicely Tyson, herself had transitioned recently. And and she did not play these degrading roles of how they demean our sisters down there in Tinseltown. You see what
right.
I mean? You know, now the shit is so bad, man. You know, you got a young black woman want to go out there and get involved up there in that mess, you know. But there's an album out of 1975 called City of Angels by The Miracles. And there's a song on there called Poor Charlotte. So I suggest any young sisters who want to bum rush out there in Hollywood and get involved with that bullshit, I suggest you listen to that record. Because it tells them a story way back then, as well as it's telling the same story today. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, they do know you got all these people that want to go out there. They want to be a big star and all that. And you're setting yourself up for massive exploitation. Hell, look what they did to Vanessa Williams when she won the Miss America crown way back in the 1980s.
Put a scandal on her real quick.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why, in regard to the separation, this is what I mean by we want our own everything, our own entertainment industries and infrastructures, our own engineering. Scientific, managerial information systems, commonly referred to as the computers and the internet. You know, we want our own on that. It's because there's been a whole lot of our scholars and physicists with their theories and hard work which developed this shit, and they get very, very little credit, if any, at all for it. Then also, too, for you individuals out there with Black Lives Matters, I'm getting ready to crumb bomb on you motherfuckers and your bullshit. Looking over your mission statement, it looks like that you're more concerned about every other group than heterosexual black men. You know, the black men, you know, that like women, you know, those brothers you're not concerned with. But this transgender shit, transhumanism, trans identity, schizophrenic, psychopathic, prepackaged bullshit.
Bestiality,
normalization, pedophilia. You motherfuckers are sick. Yeah. And I'm in your
Sodom
goddamn neighborhood where I said it.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Shit. Sodom and Gomorrah. That there would be San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Again.
And I only go to Boys Town when I have to. You know, and then, of course, as we all do know, Brother Aziz, what's happening with your post, my post, Brother Chase's post, Sister Tanisha's post, Sister Tisha's post, Sister Rose's post, Brother Cameron, Brother Isaiah, you know, the Facebook, you're full of shit, you're limiting our posts, And I think y'all are wrapped up in a bunch of shit about limiting the post and censorship over there in Poland. And I hope they break your stinking asses. You sorry motherfuckers got the money to do it. And I'm saying that in the spirit of the one and only Mad Dr. D. Mad Dr. D was the only black man I knew that would cuss out a Korean in the Korean language when you motherfucking parasitical merchants come in our goddamn neighborhoods, disrespect us, sell us no good food, shit that's been sitting up on the shelves that should have been in the garbage 6 months ago, and you motherfuckers expect us to love you. So one day, Mad Dr. D wasn't in the mood, and this bastard pissed him off, and Mad Dr. D said, come on with it, motherfucker, fuck you and this goddamn store. So, since the common phrase of this particular establishment in Southern California many, many years ago, since we would always have these two-word conversations called fuck you, we simply named the store fuck you, you know what I mean? And these were some very, very disrespectful motherfuckers
right
to the black community, taking your goddamn money, disrespecting you, selling you substandard shit. This is why I appreciate, you know, what the brothers did up there in Milwaukee, where the general up there, the RBG chapter up there, had stepped up to the motherfuckers and saying, why the hell are you sitting up here charging taxes on non-taxable items? See what I mean? You know, same bullshit they doing to us everywhere. Coming in our communities, you know, taking our money, you know, building up their infrastructure.
They got a mapping program from white supremacy on how to fuck us and how much protection they gonna get while they fucking us. See, the bottom line is we have to start just, like, really just putting hands on motherfuckers. This talk and negotiation and signing treaties and trying to change laws, that shit's over, man. Come on. This shit's over. It's only one fucking thing. Separation or start whooping ass. Period.
Yeah, because
what
that's what it's coming up to with their proud boys.
Or if we gonna leave.
Yeah. And then also, too, they got these proud boy organizations out here. White supremacists.
Yeah, they got
armies
set up for the fight.
Hell yeah,
and
a lot of
showed
these motherfuckers.
They showed us that a motherfucker could do what he wants to. They acquitted that motherfucker after spending hours and weeks on TV blaming him for everything that happened. Then y'all turned around and said, oh no, he ain't guilty. Come on.
Right.
That's why somebody's post about that shit, I said, load your guns. Because now they feel they can do anything they want to.
Right. And then keep in mind, brother, I see you and I both knew, man, that they wasn't going to convict this cat the second time around. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was all bullshit. You know what I mean? And then
that nigga
2-0. Yeah, and then you got these raggedy-ass Democrats, you know, and I'm pushing the narrative over there with Brother Chad, Mile High News. We need our fucking tangibles, $100 trillion. Tangibles in 2024, tangibles 2022, 2026, 2030, 2032, for every damn general election there is at
until
the federal level.
Until we figure it out. See, sometimes you gotta be like the enemy to beat the enemy. So you gotta develop a ruthlessness.
The art of war.
You gotta develop a cold heart. You got to develop a I don't give a damn attitude. You got to develop an idea with the maker later, but we got to change.
You're right.
We got to, you know, be laying in pools of submission instead of standing on land of aggression.
Right.
You know, you can't be submissive and expect to beat an aggressor. You have to become more aggressive.
Exactly.
Until your mindset reach that, we're going to still be doing what we've been doing, being waiters and lookers,
yes,
stuck outside.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, and being
man,
some sorry here.
I knew I was feeling something. Damn it. Oh, okay, let me mute for a minute. Oh, boy. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, but like I said, you know, we're even more determined, you know, to get this podcast and have a core listenership on it. And Mad Dr. D and I, you know, over the years of doing this, was going in here, you know, allowing the members of the black community, you know, to come up here and relate to our listeners, what you're doing. Definitely share our link on Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalk.com/ SHABAKASBLKEXP Enhanced. And definitely pull up some of our past episodes and leave us a comment. And then our common hashtags is quite naturally, of course, the Black Panther Party, of course, the Congressional Black Caucus. You're welcome to call in, and our number to call in is 516-418-5996. Press 1, and we'll be more than happy to have you on air. And keep in mind that this is a pro-black platform. So for any of those of you who are, you know, want to go out there and swirl and things of that nature, this might not be the place for you to call. But however, if you have a voice concern about our experience as black people and believe in our self-determination and what should we do for self, by all means, you're welcome to join us. Leave us a comment. Go to our chat
room.
Stay
scared.
Oh, yeah.
This happened to me, you dealing with yellow pink boobies.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know they
and then, of course, as you know, across the bay,
from a distance.
As I'm looking at the sunset here, go behind the Alameda County Courthouse.
You
I'm over here by Lake Mary. Is that, you know, you have those that hate, you know, they have professional trolls that they put up on your social media.
Oh, yeah.
Fake black profiles. They're easy to bust.
Yeah, with
you
200
know.
Friend requests. And maybe about 100 of them is some white broad half dressed. And then when you look on it, it says some dude that changed his profile picture. And it be some Korean dude or some Indian dude with a bunch of sex shit. And then when I report it to Facebook, they tell me it don't go against their community standards.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and keep in mind.
Right.
And then keep in mind, though, too, Brother Aziz, is that Facebook has full-time employees that they do as professional trolls. And, yes, Zuckerberg, I said it about your stinking asses over there in Santa Clara County. You're welcome to call the fucker number 2, which is 516-418-5996, and call me a liar if you will.
They never show
up.
Oh, yeah. I always invite them to my lives while I'm talking about their motherfucking ass. And they never show up.
Oh, yeah.
They are, but they ain't put me in Facebook jail. They've been threatening to just end my lives because of the music. I don't have permission, but I, like I said, I'm gonna listen to the shit anyway because black folks made it, so it's mine too. Fuck y'all.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, that's
shit.
Our natural
mine.
Resource.
That's right.
Yes,
that's the key. They don't. Huh?
Yeah, that is,
you know,
one of
our
natural
shit.
Resources. Yeah,
that's right.
Is the music, and then I'm just asking a question, and also too, this is for all these entertainers as well too, you know, educate me on something. Why is it that you are so quick to go give our rhythm and blues to the Beatles, Eminem, Mick Jagger? That's our natural resource. What type of tariffs are they paying the black community for our natural resource? Besides next to none. Now, I do appreciate a lot of our black writers of songs and lyrics and music and creativity and what have you. But you did add a lot of these pink booties and OTBs come to us, or our musicians and vocalists and what have you, to sing their shit. One of them in question is a song made by Aretha Franklin called The Natural Woman, which was written by a white woman by the name of Carol Kane. And then Mick Jagger and a Rolling Stones had a big hit in 1967 called Can't Get No Satisfaction, which was written by the same man who performed a song in 1967 called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, which I'm not too far from, by the name of Otis Redding. But yet, though,
everything is stolen. The air, the grass, the water, and everything that sits on that shit. The animals, the insects.
Right.
They fuck with everything. Think about it. They fuck with everything like it's a fucking experiment.
Right.
They're trying to undo a great work by destroying and dissecting everything. So that sounds more like a visitor invading your home and taking over.
Oh, absolutely. You know what
and
I'm saying? You look at all the pollution.
Yeah, because they losing control. Each generation of us are getting tired. Me and you as old school, we've been tired. We get these young folks to wake the fuck up and get tired, and maybe we can retire these motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yes, sir. Without a doubt.
And they, you know, and but see, like, I have fought with people. I have black folks that I can't wrap my head around, like the athletes. I can't wrap my head around the entertainers. I can't wrap my head around black police officers. I can't wrap my head around black military people.
Right.
Who have position and power to end shit, change shit, take over shit, and won't do shit. I don't understand.
Right.
The little sob commercial, little sobs, this shit don't mean nothing. Yeah, okay, you passed out 6,000 turkeys. Big fucking deal. Pass out 6,000 lots where a nigga can put a house.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck a turkey.
Exactly. Exactly. And
I commend him. Okay,
too.
LeBron, you opened the school, but LeBron, pass out some lots so we can build a bank on one of them motherfuckers. Buy a lot so we can put a car lot on it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, and that is building some infrastructure. Get some land to grow our own food, you know what I'm saying? Instead of these damn GMO shit. You see?
Black police demand to police the black neighborhoods and let them white cops police the white neighborhoods. Y'all stay out of our shit and we'll stay out of yours. And we'll see prisons fill up fast again.
Yeah.
Black,
you see what I'm saying?
Hold on to that bullshit being judged by your peers. That means it should be 12 black motherfuckers, a black judge, a black court stenographer, everything black in that courtroom. Now, person should be in a courtroom when a black person is in court. And now, black person should be in a courtroom when a white person is in court. Let them do this.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Newton brought that up there in his memoirs, and as we all do know, that Dr. Newton's birthday is tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? Because he was born exactly 30 days after the heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali. You see, in the same year of 1942.
Thursday.
Yes, sir. And I see we got a caller there from 720. I believe that there's Brother Trey. Good evening there to you, Brother Trey, there in the Mile High Income City.
Hey, good evening. Peace and Black Empowerment. Hey, I'm on the Denver City Council meeting right now, so I'm going to be on mute for the time being.
Yes, sir. Okay. So please still check us out, man, and just chime on in when you can. You know what I'm saying? And give the city of Denver hell, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm out here in the city of Oakland, and I'm looking at two parks that I haven't seen in the last few months, man, and the damn tent encampment, man, has doubled in size. Yeah. It is double in size, you know, that I've seen out here in Oakland, you know, these tent encampments.
For who? Who is they for?
Yeah, you know. Okay. Well, what it is that people were, like, going in their cars and parking along certain streets in Oakland and with the commercial owners of those commercial properties, the owners. They put huge logs and blocks and stuff out there in front of it so the people can't park there. So a lot of them have been taking up residency in the city parks here, literally pitching up tents. You got children out here, babies out here. And keep in mind is that Oakland, the weather does not get as extreme as it does in Denver, but it can still get pretty bad with all the rain that comes in. The temperatures can get down into the low 30s, just on the cusp of freezing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then you got that point, it got down to 16 below the other day here in Denver. They called themselves opening up more shelters with shelter beds. They're not shelter beds. They're mats on the floor. But whatever they used to make themselves feel good, they kept saying, oh, we have 200 and something beds that we have open to the unhoused, and it's like you still have 26,000 vacant luxury apartments.
Right, and that's the same shit that you got going on
here in
the
mile high income city. Yeah, well, we're right behind Oakland and San Francisco for gentrification.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, and I saw more and more of it over here in Panthertown today. You know. They got all these damn lofts and what have you, you know, where these entrepreneurs with this internet shit and Silicon Game Valley come there, man, and make their loot, you know, like winding up like Jeff Bezos with $200 billion. Now, what the hell is one person going to do with $200 billion?
Nothing.
And then you got out here. Yeah, and then you got out here more than 50% of the black population of the city of Oakland is out here living in the goddamn streets.
Well, that's what Dr. Clyde Emerson told us. He said if we didn't get our act together by 2015, we was going to go from a second class to third class. And Biden and all his supporters are saying that they done opened the damn border up to 11 million illegal immigrants, giving them amnesty, and they just gonna displace us. But you know, we're supposed to vote for Jim Crow Biden because he was just so much better than the dump.
Oh yes, sir. And also too, Brother Chad, I want to commend you, man, on doing the video where you said that you wanted all the Biden supporters to call in, you know, saying how many of them voted for Biden and what tangibles were they getting from, and you could hear a pin dropping in the room. Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real right there.
They feel real stupid right now.
Oh, absolutely.
They feel real stupid
and
right
they even
going
to feel more goddamn stupid. It's because right now, man, I'm looking at the Alameda.
All he needs to do is enforce these three or four shots for this poison that they're trying to kill us with. He's in place to qualify and justify pedophilia. You know, he's in place to... You know, he's in place to lock down some real bullshit, and because you voted for him, you think it's all right, but it's not. It's not.
Exactly.
Fuck their vote.
Exactly.
Fuck their system, y'all. Separate. Okay,
totally.
What you gonna do?
Oh, yes, sir. Totally. And then
they,
also,
they wasn't
too,
trying to hear
else.
Us, Brother Aziz. We've been telling them on the Mile High News for over a year. Demand something for your vote, people. He must just went out and voted.
I bet you that motherfucker couldn't go to the restaurant and do that chicken dance again. He just missed all that goofy shit. Him and that bitch went and danced to the chicken restaurant, and y'all niggas voted for him because of some fucking chicken.
For some chicken, some collard greens, and some black-eyed peas.
And some black-eyed peas, a slave meal, nigga, a slave meal. Wake up.
Yes, sir. Shit designed
that's
to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
And
then also
too,
brother,
see,
And also, too, Brother Aziz, I want to commend you and your queen, man, on that knowledge that you all dropped on me, man, about the pineapples and cucumbers.
Ah. Did you hear that, queen?
Yes, sir.
He said he acknowledged the pineapples and cucumbers. It worked for you, huh?
Yes, sir. It's going to make
you
a part of my diet. And, you know, and quit eating this prepackaged garbage that they got out here is because... Black Eye Stand News, Brother Jake Dizzle, about 2 years ago, he had posted a video by Dr. Mike Adams, and this brother or this doctor was a specialist in GMOs and genetics, right? And he was saying this with Monsanto and all these goddamn GMOs and additives and shit that they're putting in agricultural products, man, you know, is designed to fuck with the reproductive process, man, or what, strike that.
Yeah.
The procreation process of the black woman in her childbearing years. You see? And then just as the executive producer of Mile High News. Yeah, go ahead,
Chuck. I got something to tell you, you single guys out there. And you know, we get taught to use protection, yes, use a condom, but I'm going to tell y'all something. Do not get the condom with the lubrication on the inside. That is dangerous to you, young man.
Okay.
If you look on the package, it does not tell you what that is inside that condom. Like you just said, they attack our reproduction. Oh, yeah, use a condom. Be safe and this and that. And they study slipping some poison up your shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nothing from this government, nothing from them is good for us. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Period.
Think
y'all.
Of the Tuskegee experiment.
Nothing.
Every
goddamn vaccine. All 5, 6 of them.
Exactly.
Ain't none of this shit good for us.
Come on, y'all. They
None
got
of
two
that shit
years.
Is. Man, that
two
shit
or four
is
years. Listen. Come on. Just see if common sense is common. In a year and a half, they got 2 million, 3 million of these vaccines that quick, and they still ain't got enough shit to fight the fucking common cold or flu. Come on, man.
Good point,
Production for maybe 10 years. Like the sister said, we've been had COVID-19. We might have even had this shit on us for the last 15 years. Y'all better catch up to some stuff and stop being tomatoes.
And
for
just
real.
Look
catch
at the Lysol bottle. It's been saying on
Lysol
bottles since the 90s.
Lysol is proven to kill coronavirus. So listen here, Mr. Government. If Lysol has been proven, and y'all fact check everything, since it's been proven to kill coronavirus, why ain't I seeing this shit being sprayed every motherfucking where?
Right.
Now, if we could fact check Lysol, can I sue them for lying if that shit's not true? Obviously, it's true. It's being broadcast across the TV, or is it? We don't know. But if it is, how come this government ain't said, hold on, let's go on and spray the country? Like I said, America needs his panties washed.
Let's spray the country like they do with the chemtrails.
Exactly. If you could spray that shit on me or trying to block out the fucking sun, spray Lysol on every motherfucking thing. Let's get it popping.
You can
employ 100,000 motherfuckers, give them a big ass fucking dispensary thing on their back, and let them walk around and spray every motherfucking thing. That's jobs right there for everybody.
Exactly.
You pay a man $20 an hour and go spray 5 blocks.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Stop the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And now, also, too, now let's look at these markets of what these motherfuckers is doing. With the banking industry, this digital currency, and access to your personal information off these goddamn cell phones.
Well, you know, the cell phone ain't yours. I don't care where you bought it at. I don't care how much you pay a month.
Right.
It's not your phone. It's they shit. Mm-hmm. That's the chip that we've been told gonna be put in our heads and our arms and our hands. No, you got it in your hand. Everybody in this motherfucker got a cell phone. We get cell phones for our youngins. I done seen 2, 3, 4 year olds with a cell phone. That's the chip.
Yeah, hell, I've seen the damn 8-year-olds play the games and operate the cell phone better than the adults.
That part right there.
Yeah. You know, hell, I gotta go to the youngins how to work this technology spying ass shit. Mm-hmm.
Like my mama said, you want a childproof cap open, give it to a baby.
That's really, exactly. Exactly. And then also, too, in remembrance of Mad Dr. D, one of the things Mad Dr. D had always had emphasized, you know, is to try to get more of the sisters to call in on our podcast to voice, you know, what their major concerns are, you know, particularly with the women's issues. And then, of course, with these kidnappings of our girls coming up that I've been seeing, like, on the East Coast. Over there in your neck of the woods, Brother Aziz, they got their fair share out here because I think the
had a lot of shit.
The L.A. County
last month.
Yeah,
that's why I've been.
And then they found some missing children, and some of these cargo containers down there in L.A. County, from what I understand. Say, you know, getting ready to take them, you know, only Lord knows where. Yeah.
If these babies up here ain't getting snatched up, they're getting killed by senseless shit, drive-bys. It's been real crazy up here. We've had about 4 or 5 deaths over the last 2 weeks. Murders, rather.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. It's because
people walk around up here scared to be outside at night, especially at night. It's usually like the desert here at night. Because it's just, and we don't know if it's some random, you know, shit or people getting into it, but a few folks that's been found dead is like, So.
Right. Right. And then also, too, I've read some information as well, too, out of the city of Chicago, as that they were having some of these white supremacists putting on these costumes or rubber suits. That gave them the appearance to look like black men, and that they've been going out there, you know, killing black people, saying, you know, it's the gangs doing it to himself. Because as you remember the dump, when he was talking this shit about Obama, about Chicago, about the high murder rate in Chicago, hell, everybody knows Chicago's a goddamn gangster city. Shit, after all, it was the home of Al Capone for many, many years. Mayor Daley told that to Dr. King when Dr. King was there in 67 protest. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Z. Say that again, sir.
It's called a call order list. Each state in this union has a list taken off the Social Security numbers. And your name might be on it this year. Your name might have been on it. They just didn't get to you. There's a lot of stuff that go on, y'all, that I've got information to from people that I've dealt with in my life. You know, I have people that's been in all branches of the government, CIA, all that stuff. And they tell me things. And, you know, the process of population control, it just don't stem from vaccinations. It stems from wars. It stems from criminal activity. It stems from all of that. You know, you might have a clique or crew and y'all doing well, and then y'all get knocked off and 30 other people get knocked off. That might be fulfillment of a list. I said this 3 or 4 years ago. We all on a certain list, and how they get you is how they get you. And until you understand that we are under invasion, been in invasion, psychological warfare, can't see the enemy, spite your face, been programmed not to hurt him but love him and pray for him while he massacres you, because some sky daddy's gonna come and make everything better. My grandmother lived and died waiting on that shit. My great grand lived and died waiting on that shit. I'm old, got grandkids, so I'm living and probably gonna die waiting on that shit instead of taking what's mine. You stole it from the police, I'm gonna take it back myself. King up. Stand up. King up, black men.
Right.
All black men. King the fuck up. and our queens doing the best they can supporting us, y'all. But we gotta put our foot down on this white supremacy, white society, devil worshiping, pedophilic motherfuckers. They gotta go.
Right.
They gotta go.
And then also too, as Dr. Newton said, in this town here, man, over coming up on 55 years now, when he had started the patrols, he did tell the members of his organization that once you start on this path, you are doomed. And as the Elder Queen said to me 5 years ago, over there in Defremery Park, where I did an earlier live feed today, are you going to die on your feet or live on your knees? And she turned around and walked away. Yeah. And that was 5 years ago. And then since I'm in the twilight years of my life, and Mad Dr. D is transitioned and in his spirit, I'm going to tell you how it really is of what I've lived through. I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. Just like on this air date of this podcast, February 16th, 2021, that vaccine is bullshit. And down in L.A. County, they're talking about they vaccinated so many motherfuckers that they had ran out of it, and they setting up some more places and locations besides Dodger Stadium to go get vaccinated. To go get vaccinated.
No, the part that's killing me is hurry up and get it before it spoils.
Yeah, that's bullshit. And then I believe, yeah, because it's only got a lifespan, I think what it said, 30 days, I think.
Has anybody expressed any penalties for not taking it? Have we been told what's going to be the penalty if you don't take it?
Oh, yeah. Certain licenses, you will not be issued. Certain jobs that you cannot do. Particularly like if you're essential workers working in the food industry, food manufacturing industry, healthcare industry, dealing with public services, yeah, you got to be vaccinated and all that old type of shit. You know, and then every other minute on my goddamn cell phone and laptop, they popping up this bullshit. Hey, Shabaka, take the COVID survey, you know, it only take a few moments. Man, fuck you in that goddamn survey. I ain't taking that bullshit.
You have a motherfucker running up on me talking about I've got it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, man, them motherfuckers, man, is telegraphing that shit by a country mile. And I'm supposed to be some ignorant, brain dead motherfucker to sit up there and go for that bullshit.
This is the people that want you dead because you are black. This is the people that want you dead because you were made better than them. This is the people that want you dead because the God that governs us cast their God or what they believe in to the ground. These are a people that hate you because you're greater, and they've done everything in their power to convince you that you are less and you deserve this hell that you live in.
Right.
See, everybody talking about I don't want to go to hell. Guess what? You already there, black man. You just don't see the fire or feel the heat.
Exactly. And that coincides with and that also coincides with Dr. Bobby Wright wrote in his work called The Psychopathic Racial Personality. See, a psychopath knows he's doing wrong. He just doesn't give a fuck. You see what I mean? Just
and
like these sons of bitches out here want us, blacks and Latinos, be sure to take the vaccine. They pushing that shit in Los Angeles. Man, fuck you and your vaccine. You go take that shit. Show us how it's done.
Because the coronavirus is going to affect you more than it's going to affect us. Oh, is that how it was designed? To affect me more?
Yeah.
Your flu? Your flu, your AIDS, your syphilis, your gonorrhea, everything that you designed to fuck us up.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then also, too, in Mad Dr. D's spirit, change the subject here briefly, Brother Aziz. We're going to get back to that. As y'all know, and thank you, Brother Che, for putting up on my wall the mural that was being painted over there off the corner of 9th Street and Center Street in West Oakland. It is a tribute to the Sisters of the Black Panther Party. It's excellent work. They did do a newscast on it on, I believe, KPIX, which is one of the local Bay Area stations. And then, too, Brother Chad, I looked at the link, and I did not know that where they painting that mural at, honoring the women of the Black Panther Party, of the great work that they did, that is across the street from where Dr. Huey Percy Newton was murdered in 1989. Sad note on that, but however, it is a historical fact in our history that should be noted. And also, too, as I stated before, tomorrow is Dr. Newton's birthday. He would have been 79 years old. He was born in Monroe, Louisiana, February 17th, 1942. He was born exactly 30 days after the heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali of the same year. And may both those brothers rest in power for the contributions to our history. Now, also to Black family, on our self-education, they're talking about they want to open up the Los Angeles Unified School District, which is perhaps, to me, one of the most worst school districts in the nation, along with New York Public Schools, Oakland Public Schools, Denver Public Schools, Cleveland Public Schools, Chicago Public Schools, is because when it comes to our black youth, these goddamn public indoctrination centers are where they're learning all this negative shit to hate themselves, drugs, gang activity, and glorifying going to jail. I mean, look at the shit, how they condition you to. You're in junior high school. They want to send the black males to detention. Doing everything by a goddamn bail, you know, what do they call that, a conditioned response. When I study that shit psychology, you know what I'm saying, like Pavlov's dog and shit, the dog starts salivating thinking because this motherfucker going to give you something that you like, and he's serving you garbage. Say, so this is the more reason, to, you know, to homeschool our youth, to get them out of those goddamn public indoctrination systems. And I'm Shabaka Sankore, the executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we're the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. Definitely check us out. Click the like pages, Unity Community. Donate to Unity Community. What we're doing for us, by us, and for us. And fuck all these other motherfucking groups, because we was out there getting busted upside the goddamn head with police dogs on us, fire hoses on us, shooting it out with these goddamn murderous ass race soldiers and shit. Here you motherfuckers is coming with your goddamn hands out benefiting off the shit that we got fucked over for you to get. And then you come out here and exploit us and disrespect us, and you think we are supposed to love you. You got us fucked up. In addition to, gentlemen,
seriously, they got us fucked up.
I want to comment on.
That's why they can.
Say
they
what
own us.
Say.
Seriously,
oh, yes,
they got
sir,
us seriously
absolutely.
Fucked up.
Oh, yes, sir.
I've been going off on these out here in Denver about that shit. They keep talking that stupid
yes,
shit,
sir.
Talking about, oh, no, none of us are free until we're all free. Bitch, we ain't even free. The fuck are y'all talking about?
Exactly. That's not.
It takes a free motherfucker. It takes a free motherfucker to say that. See, they live free, so they can say that shit. Oh, we ain't
right.
free. Yes, you is. Because you in my neighborhood making money off of me. You go home
mm-hmm.
to yours.
Exactly.
I'm every nigga in the
exactly.
book. You charge me ridiculous
yeah.
prices. You know, so you're
right.
free. And if I look wrong
oh,
in your store, the white police will come and shoot, kill me, arrest me. So who's
yes,
free?
Sir. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Bruce Lee on
you
motherfuckers. I'm trained. I'm that nigga they better worry about. I know how to hock a saw.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, black family, you know, off of notes that I've taken, places that I've been out here in the West, too, as you know, Brother Chuck, is that these Proud Boys and white supremacists are extremely adamant black family, and I emphasize extremely adamant about their Second Amendment rights. Now, we all knew that Mitch McConnell, Pelosi, other motherfuckers, Graham, other sorry-ass motherfuckers in the United States Senate was not going to charge this motherfucker with any goddamn crimes in a second impeachment. So this motherfucker is probably going to be running in 2024, you know what I'm saying? And as Brother Chase says, and we still ain't easing up the pressure. Our goddamn motherfucking tangibles cut us the goddamn check. Period.
Period.
Everything else is bullshit. See? So we already knew it was up on that. So once again, you're defecating on us, telling us it's snow, pissing on us, telling us it's rain. Yeah. And once again, we're sitting there yapping about, don't we be getting about it. We don't be getting And then these Sambo, ramble-ass politicians. And who's that motherfucker down there in Georgia? Hard Knock, Had Knock.
Warnock.
Yeah. You know, swinging on Biden's Johnson and all that old shit. Got Kamala Harris up there. Oh, well, the only way for black people to get ahead is to help all these other straight-haired motherfucking groups. Man, you're pissing on my head is telling me it's rain. Get the fuck out of here. Building our own goddamn industry. Controlling some motherfucking industry. And every goddamn time I look at these container ships coming in from China with all that damn silicon that our people on our continent go down there and die for to get to make these other motherfuckers rich. But we're black racists. We're haters.
Damn right I am. Damn right I'm a racist.
I'm black first. Hell yeah.
Hey, absolutely.
I'm about my people just like they about their people. I'm about my beliefs just like they about their
absolutely.
Beliefs.
Absolutely.
I don't get it, you know. It's fuck that. They want to lead this motherfucker. They want to go colonize Mars. Go. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. And take your whole government with you. Take all your ratchetness. Take all your shit with you.
Yes, sir.
You wasn't born on this planet. You don't belong to this planet in the first damn place. See, I got to keep trying to reach y'all with this.
Right.
Like I said, believe we the only intelligent life in these vast universes, then you boo-boo the fool. These motherfuckers got to upsell some technology. They was able to come and travel across space. They landed this motherfucker. They're like locusts. They invade motherfucking planets, wipe it out, take all the resources. And they told you this. Hollywood told you who these motherfuckers is. And they'll tell you, oh, no, ain't no such thing as that. Ain't no such thing as that. You a damn lie. If it's not a such thing as that, why are you trying to reach it?
Right.
Why are you trying to get back out there? Just cut the games. Our planet has been invaded by fucking aliens with some brainwashing techniques or chemical poisons. They've been spraying shit on us from the beginning.
Drop knowledge.
Wake up,
that's
y'all. We have been under alien attack. We not just under attack. We under alien attack. The motherfuckers that try to convince you there's no such thing as aliens is the motherfucking aliens. Common sense ain't coming today.
Yeah.
Terraforming the earth to fit their physical being, as my queen tried to teach y'all, to fit their template. Our hearts don't even sit in the same places in our bodies. Nothing adds up equal inside of them like us. But you go to a hospital and you see this shit on the wall, it's just what they look like on the inside, not what you look like.
That's
why they try to change our bodies. That's why they try to join and manipulate and take our DNA and our essence to make themselves better because they're a weak subspecies from the start.
and you don't feel the spirit. That's why the major giver of life, the sun, burns your ass. No matter how much chemical you put on your skin, you still cook like bacon in a pan.
Oh, yes, sir, brother Aziz. That's
don't
real
tell
talk.
Me Jesus was black, was white in the hottest place on the planet. Fuck out of here. I don't care how much you cover up. The heat will bake your skin, even if you got it covered from the light. It's like an oven. Do the oven got a light on when it's cooking? No. It's dark inside that motherfucker.
That's right.
Y'all better wake
that's
up.
That's right.
Separation keep these bitches off the planet. And if we can't make them leave by the spaceship they designed, then we're going to have to put their ass in the ground. Black problem.
Mm-hmm. Always. And then on top of that there, too, as I was passing on San Pablo, I saw one of the points up there for decent housing and shelter fit for human beings of one of the 10 points that they got throughout. They also, too, had a mural over there for 14th and Peralta that they put Dr. Huey P. up on, you know, for the great work that he did back in 67, 66, 68. And then, of course, as we know, him fighting his case here in California, which they wanted to give Dr. Newton the death penalty. And they tried him 3 times, and the case was thrown out. And then Dr. Newton, as we all know, used to live in the penthouse, where I'm not too far from, at 1200 Lakeshore. And they did a edition of Jet Magazine in May of 1973 of Dr. Newton in his penthouse up there on the balcony, with him pointing at the Alameda County Courthouse, which was right across the way. And when I listen to the wind and I hear the stories of long ago, it's quite essential, black man and woman, that we thank the spirits of our ancestors and turn to them for the proper guidance. Because these pink booty motherfuckers, these brain dead motherfuckers, these ass scratching coons, the only thing they're going to do is lead us into the fucking toilet. And I admire Dr. Martin Luther King when he had made a statement shortly before his death that I made a mistake and I led our people into a burning house with integration. And you have to respect a man to realize his error. He tried to correct his error so he wouldn't make 2 errors.
You know what I told y'all? Y'all can't see.
Yes, sir. You see what I mean? And then, as our queen mother, Tupac's auntie, has said, there's a mural of her up here all around Panthertown. We have the right to exist. We have the right to live. And we have the right to survive. When it comes to your self-preservation, in the words of Dr. Huey Percy Newton, a panther is a defensive fighter. It only fights when cornered. And when it's cornered, and his self-preservation comes in, he annihilates his enemy absolutely, completely, and unconditionally. This is the spirit that I feel here in Oakland, California, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, where more than 60 chapters had spread out the United States. Proud black men and women exercising their rights to live, putting their very lives on the line. And you got the audacity to sit up there with your dick in the booty, alphabetized ass, equivocating your insanity to these young black men and women that put their lives on the line, you know, in the same way as any other goddamn oppressed people did throughout the fucking history of this goddamn planet.
We fought for every war. We fought in every war this country's ever had.
Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm, but won't fight a war against their ass. That's the part I ain't understanding.
But won't fight against them, exactly,
yes, sir.
But Ozzy.
Yes, sir, and that's
won't
real talk.
Fight against them.
just like what the heavyweight champion said in 1967. Ain't no Viet Cong ever called me a nigga or bombed my church or raped our women or killed our babies.
Nope.
You hiding Biden, Trump motherfuckers is our goddamn enemy.
I'm going to say this, though. I understand what Ali said back then, but right now, I'm going to say this.
Yes, sir.
But them motherfuckers act like we done something to them while they getting rich in my neighborhood with their Chinese and Viet Cong food and shit. They act like we done something to their ass.
Them motherfuckers got reparations too.
Yeah, and see,
yes,
look,
sir,
all the motherfuckers that think
they
that
sure
shit,
the
all
hell
the motherfuckers
did.
That America paid, all the motherfuckers that America paid act like we did something to their ass, too. So far as I'm concerned, everybody's on the fucking hit list. It's us against the fucking world, y'all. Wake up.
Period.
Pretty
Chinese
much.
People act fucked up with us. Italians act fucked up with us. Australians act fucked up with us. Mm-hmm. Koreans act fucked up with us. And some Africans act fucked up with us.
Well, them is
so
still colonial.
Fuck y'all.
That's why
it's
FDA versus everybody.
That's another thing, too. Yeah, see, that's another thing, too. That's why I'm checking out Professor P.L.O. Lumumba, who gives great lectures on that about these neocolonialistic brain-dead motherfuckers as well, too. See?
This shit is crazy.
Yeah, and this is why I appreciate what Joseph Malema's doing there in Tanzania with the EFF. See?
Yep.
You know, taking our diamonds,
time
minerals,
America fighting
platinum,
the fucking wars
silicon,
when they trying to take
bauxite
from somebody.
Right.
That's what a war is. Well, America, when it's time for war, that's because they trying to take something from somebody.
Yep.
Exactly.
You the greatest bullies on the fucking planet. You go fucking with everything. You want to build a space shuttle to go fuck with the sun. You want to fuck with a star. You want to fuck with the bug ant that's 30,000 meters under the earth.
You want to fuck with the rainforest.
Right, yeah. You want to fuck with everything that is natural. You want to fuck it up. You want to destroy it because you know you're the most inferior thing ever created.
Ever.
Exactly. And wonder why
and until
that
all
his
of
ass
us
is hated around the world.
Exactly.
So that's the part that fucks
me
up, black family.
I used to be security.
Ahead.
Back in the day, I was security. I was security captain for Greyhound, the bus station, the bus company, Greyhound. You remember the strike they had years ago? Well, I was security escorting.
Yeah,
I was second in command security in Cleveland, Ohio, for them. And I was escorting some drivers, the scabs as they called them, you know, because the drivers were on strike.
Right.
And I had to escort some drivers from the garage to the, you know, thing to keep them from getting, you know, contact or getting into fights or whatever. But we had a few passengers that went along for the ride, and two of them was from Australia. And the man told me, he said, "You know what, man, I'm going to tell you something." He said, "America is the most hated country on the planet." I say, "Well, you know, black folks." He said, "No." He said, "No, we're not talking about black people." At that time, I don't know, it's different now, but he said, "At that time, we're not talking about black people. What I'm talking about is this white man is hated around the world. But he said, "We look at y'all black people as y'all brain dead or y'all are just scary people. Y'all jigaboos, y'all scared." And I was like, "What you mean?" He said, "Because it's more of y'all in the United States than it is them, and it's like y'all don't know it, and y'all won't rebel." And I mean, I heard this 30 years ago, this man told me this, and as time has went on and I'm looking and I'm seeing what we're doing, those who put boots on the ground, as you say, putting our life on the line to try to help our people, and then we have these sucker coon-ass motherfucking niggas out here, politicians on down,
right,
that want to feed and empower and white supremacy and doing the negative shit towards our own people. Yeah, so it's a lot of people that got to go. You know what I'm saying? But those of us that's like, if we can just get in one spot and get a good plan, we could take this. This is easier than what we think. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Things we got to You know, we got to start feeding their energy, giving them energy. You know, like I said, the athletes and the entertainers, stop signing those mega contracts with these white producers and corporations and take your
right.
talents. As LeBron said, I'm going to take my talents to Miami. Take your talents to your own people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then to support your premise even more so there too, there, Brother Aziz, is that if you take all our major basketball players, NFL greats, baseball greats,
mm-hmm.
boxing greats, right? And if they
mm-hmm.
pool their resources, man, they could form their own league, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I honestly believe within five seasons, let's say the NFL for an example, within five seasons, man, I believe a pro-black league, man, will put the NFL out of business, put him
mm-hmm.
in a cardboard box on the side of
mm-hmm.
the goddamn highway, panhandling for food,
mm-hmm.
because the public would want to see our great talent.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if our
you
great talent leave the NFL and come to the all-black league, those white dollars going to come too. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
like McQueen always said, the white folks, they love for us to entertain them. So they're going to follow their entertainment, like trained puppets.
Oh,
absolutely. They're going to follow their entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, let's entertain
and,
them and
so
put that
then,
money in the black community. You know, each game.
Oh, absolutely.
We each game sold out and played. Those proceeds go to 55th and Elm Street in the black side of Brooklyn.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't get to
you
in the NFL.
What I'm saying?
I don't get the athletes. If I win a championship, whatever, how much we get paid for that? Oh, I got $5 million. That $5 million going into the neighborhood I grew up in.
Right.
I'm living off my endorsements. I don't need that check. You know, but you see what I'm saying? These motherfuckers live off endorsements. They don't even spend the check from the team that they get paid to play with. That check go into their account.
Exactly.
They live off their endorsements. So you mean to tell me that money's sitting there, you're
right.
going to die, and then it's going to go back to the federal government after your ass die, and you ain't gave nobody of your own kind anything. Come on,
precisely.
Man.
Yeah,
come on.
I agree with you, man.
Man.
No, sir.
This
the logic
so
on that
me.
Premise right there is inescapable, sir. And only a brain-dead motherfucker will sit up there and disagree with facts like that. And I'm not that goddamn stupid, Brother Aziz. You know what I mean?
Oh, if you do
and
that,
then
you're
also
going to be kicked out the league. Whatever, man.
Exactly.
If I done played 10 years, and you kicked me out the league for buying some land for my people, guess what? Too late, motherfucker. I done gave you 10 years, and I done bought half a state. Now what?
Exactly. Precisely.
Come on, man.
And then with that factor there, the land, now you want to control the capital. And now you want to control the capital aspect of it. And as you said, them damn commercials with them sponsors dropping that bread. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's money. That's capital.
Mm-hmm.
That's banks.
Mm-hmm.
That's financial institutions. Them is jobs of black people making us professional. Coming up like a motherfucker.
Wear Butterfinger on the court. LeBron, wear Butterfinger.
Exactly.
And then they sell 2 or 3 million units of Butterfingers because LeBron had it on.
Exactly.
But then my queen got a product called Gmail. Jay LeBron, could you wear this Gmail advertising on your jersey so we can sell 2 million units?
The hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then since we're on
the
subject of sports, gentlemen, and since we're on the subject of sports, let's talk about this right here, black family. Mad Dr. D, man, just out the years I would have known him, would have wanted this issue discussed. I've seen on social media of a couple of skull fractures inflicted upon female
Hello.
Athletes in contact sports by these goddamn transgenders. And Hein Biden and Kamala Harris signed some goddamn legislation talking about saying these motherfuckers ought to be recognized as women. Get the fuck out of here. That's women's abuse.
I got an answer for that. Me and McQueen was just talking about this with you. Very thing you talking about yesterday. Give them their own league. Give the transgenders their own league.
Exactly. I said that too, Brother Aziz. Yes, sir.
I'm going to, you know, get that transgender man that, oh, I was a woman, but now I'm back to being a man, but I still identify as a woman, and let him whoop his ass. Y'all got me bent.
Exactly.
Put them in their own league. the transgender league.
Yes, sir.
Let them play football, basketball. Let them do all that shit together. You know, the smack on the ass to have a whole new meaning, I know, but still, you know, give them their own lead. There's no way that they should. I could not let. If I had a female fighter and they put a nope, take forfeit, that's it. No.
Exactly. And I knew Brother Aziz, you would relate to me on that one right there because, girl fighter got. There was a brother that made a comment and said, man, who the hell's responsible for this? And as you know, the motherfuckers who was the athletic commissioners in that state where that bout occurred at, they're responsible for that, and them motherfuckers need to be held personally liable.
Yeah, they should be arrested.
Yeah,
because look,
because
if that was my sister or my queen, and she got a skull fracture,
precisely.
I guarantee you that motherfucker would have had a skull fracture by the time he got to the parking lot. And they could have sued me, arrest. I don't give a fuck. And then the ones that sanctioned the fight, I'm coming to see y'all. Because matter of fact, now put your wife in the ring with them. You know, come on now. So your weak ass got to go fight a woman because you couldn't compete as a man in the man's game of the sport. So you say, well, I'm a woman, I'm going to go beat up the women. And then, you know what, you know, you got some sports where it's tag team, where it's a male and female. Let's get it on. Let's try and get a tag team partner. I'll be your partner, honey. Because when he step his sushi ass out there.
Yeah, we used to do that in basketball when I was a kid in South Central. Like, there'd be the homegirls and the homeboys, and what they'll do, the brothers would be like two men on a team, on one team, and the three girls in another team, the other two guys and the other three girls, and the girls guard the girls and the guys guard the guys.
What's that?
Say,
what's that? Extreme wrestling. Come on television, they have that where the men and women fight together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So bring your transition ass on over here. That's something for you.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
You. 18 and a bullet, motherfucker.
Yeah, for real.
Some high core bullshit right there. But they won't let them women play football. But you can let them go.
Exactly.
Punch.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
And then keep in mind, though, too. Now let's bring this up. Like when I look at commercial. And, yeah, you motherfuckers over there in San Francisco, hear this here loud and clear because I'm about to use the word faggot, okay? When I look at our young queen, a gymnast great by the name of Giselle Giles, and please correct me if I'm using the wrong name. I believe
I
young woman is, and she's doing this damn commercial with some bearded white faggot motherfucker in a leotard.
Oh, my queen can't stand that commercial. Yeah, she said,
I cannot stand that bullshit.
That gay ass.
That shit.
Is
a goddamn insult to my intelligence.
No, it's for Uber Eats. It's for Uber Eats.
Oh, they're Uber Eats.
Yeah. That bullshit.
And that bearded ass motherfucker.
And Uber, you headquartered over there in San Francisco. Fuck you motherfuckers, too. Brother Chantay, I'll be coming to your next, to your goddamn front door next, talking about
that's
your
why y'all need
the
boy
asses like
Chalope,
I did the goddamn
too.
Tweety Bird. Say that
that's
again now, brother.
Chalope? Wait, am I saying it right? Chalope? Do you know they one of the sponsors for Gay Pride Parade and stuff, right? Y'all knew that, right?
Where this motherfucker in the Bay Area, where this motherfucker located at?
You know that. They came to Cleveland one time and they had a little parade there. Now, see, I'm going to show you how Cleveland worked, too. Now, the Black Panthers asked to do a protest. The mayor, black mayor, he said no. The KKK came, he said yes, and they did their protest right in front of the Justice Center so all the brothers that was locked up could see and hear this shit. Then the gay parade people came, the mayor again said yes. I said, brother, really? So, but you wouldn't let the Panthers come and speak. And then when the KKK came, the police was their security, and they wasn't standing with their backs to the crowd. They were facing the crowd in riot gear. Like, really? We ain't finna bump with y'all. We you know, let y'all do y'all thing. But see, it shows you how we are even bought and paid mathematicians or whatever as a black person when it comes to that piece of wood with a slave master's picture on it, niggas
right.
won't do anything. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but I had to steal this quote because I don't follow Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus, but it was something that they say he said. Well, who picture is on that money? They said Caesar. He said, well, give that nigga his money. So y'all got to understand
yeah.
it. Get him right for
yeah,
his money. We don't need his money. You know? You know? I'm going to be like Hakeem.
Exactly.
He got his own money. Eddie Murphy said
yeah.
he got his own money. You know?
Yeah,
I can. If that's the
yes,
case,
sir.
I can go take my picture, go get one of my Facebook pictures, y'all, and make a dollar bill and put your face on it, and that's your money, because that's how much money
yeah.
is really worth.
yeah,
a piece of fucking paper.
Yeah.
I can grow a tree. I can plant a tomato, and if I had a material, if I know what I'm doing and do some self training, I can raise a cow, or I can grow and feed some chickens, and you know. You guess we can't be
yeah.
lazy about it. You know, we like
no,
McQueen
exactly.
said, we get used to this prepackaged, manufactured bullshit, which means they can give us anything they want to. And majority of the time, the design is to destroy the black essence or the black body.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I came by my mama, and when she breastfed me, it was woman's milk. But now I'm drinking milk out of a carton from something that go moo. That shit's
yeah.
killing me.
Speaking of that. Did you see this shit about them trying to change breast milk to chest milk?
Yes, sir. Sick
what?
Shit. Yes, sir. Yeah, please. Yeah, please elaborate,
chest.
Brother Check. Yeah.
Yeah. They are trying to change the whole notion of breast milk to chest milk, and they're talking about it's
yeah.
gonna make it more inclusive. Whatever the fuck
For
that
who?
Means.
Yeah. Oh, what that
some
means
crackers,
is for these transhuman motherfuckers, men who is getting these hormone injections to grow breasts. They trying to get these motherfuckers to say, man, get the fuck out of here.
Man, that ain't somebody trying to undo the work of the creator. What is, y'all? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Cut
oh,
your
yeah.
swank off, and
well,
we going to
fold
some shit up and give you a vagina. Or hold on, cut it, and we're going to pull some shit out and give you a swank. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but defiance of the creator, of creation. That shows a real
yes,
hate
sir.
Of creation. You know?
Yeah, it does.
So what chance you got? You got to understand, this creature here hates creation, so anything that's created is hated. Even himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the motherfucker
I'm
even
old.
Hates himself.
Old, y'all.
Oh, yeah, well, as you know, brother, you know, these gray hairs are earned, sir. You know, these gray hairs are earned. You know what I'm saying? And
you
I
see,
earned every last damn one of them.
You see, I got a lot of them.
Oh yeah, well they earned, sir, and as Brother Che had stated a while back, which he is absolutely correct about, is for us to pass down the knowledge as we've lived through it so that his generation and those after him will know the truth. You know, in the same way of how the Griots did it all, with our ancestors. You know, the Griots spent
mm-hmm.
his whole life, man, learning our people's history. And he will come down every so often, he let everybody know, hey, get your notepads, get your tablets, get your laptops, cell phones, tape recorders, your memory, because I'm going to be talking to history for about 3 days, and I'm not going to repeat myself, and then when I'm done, I'm gone. And that brother will
right.
be out there for damn near 72 hours straight, which is 3 fucking days, passing midnight, and 12 o'clock noon, 3 times, reciting the history of the information.
Okay.
But, say around the times, you know, before the, the major slave trades and navigations was developed around the time of Kemet, here come the fuck boys from this place called Greece. Aristotle. Socrates.
Mm-hmm.
Plato, as Professor George Jim says in his work, how come you don't hear nothing about these motherfuckers in their life? How come you don't hear nothing about their lives right. until they went to Kemet? Or heard about okay. these motherfuckers until they went to Kemet? Went down there with their nasty asses, with their pedophilia, plagiarizing everything, changing the name of every motherfucking thing down there, calling the her market the Sphinx.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Calling the her market, the Sphinx, and then the Ten Hens, they call it the obelisk. Talking about the great Khufu. You call him Cheops. See, all this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers are supposed to be the founder of the arts, philosophy, and the sciences. Yeah, right. Once again, piss on my head and tell me it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
But however, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. And we're going to tell it to you like it is here, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We deal with the Black Experience since the beginning of time. To 10 minutes ago, I'm your executive producer, Mad Dr. D is our producer and co-host, and I'm your host. And also, too, definitely check our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at Shabaka, capital EXP. And we definitely appreciate, you know, our listeners. Definitely drop us a line on our like page of subject matter that you would like to hear, because what we want to start doing for here for 2021 is going back to a lot of our ancestral knowledge, and we're going to try to get some of our great scholars on here and have them come on as guest hosts. We've been in contact with three of them that wrote some major works about our people's conditions, history, situations, and what have you. So we're trying to get them on there as well, too. Definitely check out Mile High News. Definitely check out the page Unity Community. And we're going to give both you brothers a few minutes, Brother Che and Brother Aziz, some closing comments as we close out our show here tonight from Oakland, California, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Brother Che, then Brother Aziz.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Shabaka. Family, we have no friends. We have no allies. We are all that we have. It's literally FBA versus everybody. If you don't know that by now, you ain't never going to know it. We're going to continue to demand our tangibles into this new year. As long as it takes, family, I don't even know why we're still participating in this political process. They literally told us to go screw ourselves, and yet Negroes are still participating in it. So if you're going to participate in it, demand something for your vote. Demand something tangible, something concrete,
right.
something real, something you can count, measure, something you can feel, not symbolism. Not symbology, not symbolic gestures, but something tangible. And continue to fight against this LGBTQ agenda that they are ushering in, this transhumanism bullshit with this gender pronoun shit. Fight it, continue to fight it. We are at war, family, and it's time we start waging back. Peace.
Right. Because we
Real
all
talk.
We got. Yes, sir, Brother Aziz.
I'm going to say this to y'all, make it plain and clear. You have a right to say no. You have a right to defend your life. No one is God over you but you. No man, no machine, no law, no rule. Because in the end, when you stand before the Creator, me and nobody else you know gonna be there with you. So this government, this man, this white supremacy, this devil, this alien does not have the last say in your existence. Do not help them kill you. no to the vaccine. Do not help them kill you. Stop eating that bullshit. Do
right.
not help them kill you. God is in you. He ain't in the sky. Rest well, Black family, Black power.
Always. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And that there concludes our show tonight. Air date of this episode was February 16th, 2021. And rest in power, Mad Dr. D. And as on our out track, in memory of Dr. Huey Percy Newton, started the patrols in 1966-67, ensuring our safety against police brutality. Point number 7, we dedicate this song here to his memory by Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and the title is self-explanatory.